Fine, Houston. I didn't get back till late last night, and I decided I better not call you that late.
That's fine. I was just anxious for you to see Roy's editorial.
Yeah, I got it, and it was just wonderful, and I was so proud of it, and I told him it. I knew the man that enjoyed more than I did was you. That's what I told Roy. That's what I told Roy yesterday. I said he'd been working on this project a long time, Roy. He just died laughing.
Well, I'm hoping John Cole's gonna come out before the end of the month.
He told me he would.
Well, that's what he tells me. But I like to see him.
That's exactly right.
Jack Knight's story this morning was as enthusiastic as I'd been hoping it would be. But I kind of believe he would get around to it.
I don't know. I've never felt we'd get Jack Knight. I believe he's a little too fearful of things.
No, he isn't fearful. I think
he's just afraid that that we are a little bit too extreme or something.
No, I don't believe that was correct. I think that he's always been with and all these papers been with a crowd that was on the other side. I think he really thinks that he's going to win anyhow, and there's no reason for him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm afraid that's the way he feels about it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep working on it.
I'm a little disturbed what they tell me about Texas. They tell me Texas is going to be a lot closer than it ought to be.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a lot closer, but it isn't going to be as close in November as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some good here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do some good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I know of to reach these Birchers. And they're taking Haley's book as the gospel. And they're passing out to everybody. Are the doctors all over the country fighting you like they are here?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Every doctor and every dentist.
Well, we got to work on these here.
Yeah, they all get these cash donations, you know, and they're paying cash and they don't report it. And when the Internal Revenue checks them, they get mad, and they just frothing mad at the government. Then they are also mad about Social Security.
Yeah.
And you can't change either one of them. You've got to. Every old woman that gets mad that she gets sick. And she gives him $15 to pay her bill. She thinks it ought to have been 10. And then she writes Internal Revenue and says, I bet he doesn't report it because I gave it to him in cash. So then they have to check it. And you know how mad you and I get when they go to checking it. And that just sends them into a frothy. And a good many of them ought to go to jail because they haven't paid it, but nobody sends them. They just make them pay up, and that makes them that much madder. And then they're mad about Social Security and Medicare. And they're that way about any Democrat. They'd be that way about Jesus Christ if he's on the Democratic ticket. And Goldwater, nearly everybody that's real mad about something, Goldwater appeals to. I think he's got a hard core of 30% just to start with, and I think it, as of now, nationwide, we've got about 60. Now, they can cut us down to 50 mighty easy, and he can go up to 50 mighty easy, and he's got all the money, and we have him. He's got all the managers, we have him, and I'm trying to run a government, got about 3 or 4 about to fall on me all the time, and got those things, but I think it will come out all right. If we don't, if they can live with Goldwater, I can, because if there are a lot of them in Texas, I may want to get along with them.
Well, I would really feel terrible if Texas did.
What do you hear from Corpus and McKinney and course, I know what you hear from Marshall and Abilene and San Antonio.
Well,
are those places 50-50, or how are they?
I would say that 2 weeks ago, East Texas was in awful bad shape. But the dope I got now is that we're in a lot better shape there. Now, Corpus is in good shape, so they say. They think all the valleys in good shape. San Antonio, this darn county judge is raised. They hurt you a little there, but I hope it won't.
Who is the county judge, Anderson?
Well, he's
a Republican.
Oh, he died about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they got a new.
And they appointed a new man who is a competent fellow. And he announced, and then Pena announced Friday.
Pena?
Yeah.
Against him?
Friday.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that kind of disturbs me.
Yeah.
I'm not close enough to it to know how how that vote will fall that way. But I think Bexar County is all right. I want to turn in a big majority for it.
When are you going to write us an editorial down there?
Oh, they'd have several.
You ought to write. That's always endorsed Republicans, and you ought to have that paper like yesterday with Roy's Novitas and Dallas Times Herald. San Antonio would be a good one.
Oh, we'll have it.
Get one and get the timing on it and send it out a little extra to the wire services so that it'll give me a little thing and say that a paper that's reported Republicans ever since 1898 or whatever it was.
I know they supported a lot of Republicans.
Well,
somebody down there will know.
They'll know, and that'll do us a lot of good. Now, what about Abilene? Is that a Republican?
No, it's Democratic, 100%.
Well, I had Fisher, that Burleson never votes with us, and I thought he must have a lot of Republicans there.
Well, they've got some up there, all right. But we think Taylor County's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Green County was as good a shape as Taylor.
Well, Tom Green's got all that oil and got all those cattlemen and the sheepmen. They've always been Republican.
We've got these terrible burgers here.
Have you got many of them?
Oh, the worst you ever saw.
Well, do they have an organization?
Yes, sir. Got a president that advertises.
I'll be darned.
I mean, we quote him as a merchant.
What kind of fellows are they?
Well, they're young fellows.
Merchants?
No, not merchants.
Doctors?
Lawyers, doctors, ranchmen. People that have voted the Republic. You see, Tom Green County, we lost it by 65 votes in 1960.
Yeah. But we ought to be better now because. What? Will Humphrey hurt you on the ticket?
What?
Will Humphrey hurt you on the ticket? Hubert Humphrey.
No. He's going to help us.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to help us.
How's Isabel?
Well, not too good.
Give her a hug for me.
Well, I will.
I love you, and I hope you don't get overexerted now. Don't get too worked up.
I'm just gonna do everything you can, so.
You just tell old Roy how proud we are of him, and tell him you're gonna send him one from the Republican paper that's been supporting Republicans even before Grover Cleveland.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Are you through?